and with Diller. Eisner could only muster a few words at a time, and it was painful and exhausting. After each call, he rested for nearly an hour. Eisner improved steadily, though his medications had to be adjusted several times, and he was suffering from stress. Visitors began trickling in. Litvak was finally admitted, as was Katzenberg on Tuesday afternoon, though only after Jane insisted he talk only about happy news. When Eisner's former best friend Larry Gordon called from Hawaii, where he was on location, Ovitz answered the phone but wouldn't put the call through to Eisner. Ovitz was also trying to shield Eisner from the press, but he insisted on seeing the papers, and a New York Times article by Bernard Weinraub on Wednesday, July 20th, just 5 days after his surgery, especially upset him. "Hollywood sees tension at Disney," the headline read. "Mr. Eisner is secretive and has few close friends," Weinraub wrote. That alone made Eisner apoplectic. By contrast, Mr. Katzenberg is vocal and has a range of acquaintances and relationships. He was somewhat disturbed to be treated as less a friend than an employee, even while Mr. Eisner was in the hospital recovering from heart surgery. To Eisner, the passage had Katzenberg's fingerprints all over it. Then the article quoted one of Katzenberg's closest friends. Eisner knew who that had to be, David Geffen, as saying, "The question is, does Michael want to share power with Jeffrey? If he doesn't, Jeffrey will leave the company by the end of the year." Eisner got so agitated that Ovitz called Katzenberg. "You've got to stop this," he said. "You know how crazy Michael gets about this." "It's not me, it's Geffen," Katzenberg said. "Then call David off," Ovitz said. "You've got to control him." "I can't stop him," Katzenberg insisted. "I can't control him." Geffen acknowledged that he was a source for the stories. The next day, July 21st, Eisner left the hospital and returned to his home in Bel Air. He'd been hoping to retreat to Aspen, but his doctors told him the high altitude might impede his recovery. Ovitz and Judy left for Martha's Vineyard and an abbreviated 25th wedding anniversary. In Ovitz's absence, Litvak stepped into the breach, speaking to Eisner on the phone, visiting him at home, and generally acting as a go-between. Eisner, still seething over the press coverage, refused to see Katzenberg, spoke to him only briefly on the phone, relying on Litvak to communicate with his studio chief. Nevertheless, when the Los Angeles Times reporters who'd interviewed Eisner before his surgery called Disney to check whether the quotes Eisner gave them before he had his surgery, in which, among other things, he'd praised Katzenberg as a team player, were accurate, he insisted they were. The LA Times story ran on July 24th. Despite the praise, Katzenberg was rankled at once again being described as a golden retriever, and especially at the assertion that Eisner had done 100% of the thinking during their years together. And even the praise was disingenuous. Eisner told Irwin Russell what he really thought about Katzenberg in the days following his surgery in another letter. Where to start? I guess the Allen & Company Sun Valley Conference would be as good a place as anywhere. Jeffrey was there, working the room and being Jeffrey. Of course, when he went on the entertainment panel, he was the class.